Now let's camp out there somewhere with Rico O'Brien. Thanks to Hip Camp. Find yourself outside. Book your next camp spot or getaway at hipcamp.com.
And of course, Rico is the host of Australia Rediscovered with Rico. And I've got to say, I've got some fantastic news. Now, because season two isn't far away and he's been very busy with the best in the business being Sean Walker from New Life Media, and he's had a couple of crew chiefs, most notably Lee, who's done his best to white-hand everybody and get on these trips. But because he's got this, you know, it's all happening, a filming season two, well, you can catch up quite easily now because I'm led to believe that season one is rerunning now on 7 Mate, which is easy for everybody to watch. So if you want to catch up with season one, check it out. It's going to be on 7 Mate as they rerun season one, and that'll get you primed up for season two. Once you watch season one, well, yeah, normally you watch a season or a series and you think, oh, I can't wait till the next season. Well, you won't have to wait too long because it'll come straight on after it. Rico, how are you?
Mate, loving life.
Mate, that's not bad. You're back on 7, mate. Because I know it was on catch-up on 7 Plus. Now it's on 7, mate. And that's to gear people up, get them into it, ready for season two.
Yeah, that's right, mate. It's sneaking up on us pretty quick now. It's scary times for us in production because we've still got a fair bit to do.
Yeah, well, mate, that's what happens when you leave things to the last minute. Rico?
Oh, if it wasn't for the last minute, nothing would ever get done around.
Yeah, I know. I do know that, mate. You're talking to a last-minute expert here, mate. Now, listen, Blanket Bay Campground in Victoria. Tell us a bit about this. It looks fantastic. You sent me through a stack of photographs of it. It's a cracker.
Yeah, mate. Well, we just did a bit of a trip where we went down the Great Ocean Road. And if you take a little detour off of that down at the southern end of the Great Otway National Park there, you'll run into Blanket Bay and then Blanket Bay Campground, which is absolutely stunning. It's a beautiful drive in there. So you come in off the Great Ocean Road, and as you're going through the park, it's just spectacular.
Oh, man, look at the photos. They're on the water here. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Some great waterfalls along the way as well if you want to stop and take photos and do all that sort of stuff, which I guess you want to do when you're out there. You want to make the most of it. And plenty of wildlife as well. So plenty of koalas and echidnas and the crows and the magpies always coming in for a feed in the picnic tables they've got there. They've also got some great fire pits in there as
well. I'm looking at the fire pit. So basically, you're going to light your fire and sit there and look straight out across the bay and the water and the ocean.
Yeah, that's right, mate. So
there's like a reef there. There's like a reef in the background. There's like a little bit of a reef with a pool of lagoon water, but out other side of that is just straight at the ocean with beautiful trees. And you can sit around that fire and just look at that. And then I'm looking at the sunset, more or less at the same sort of, not far from there. Unbelievable.
Yeah, cracker of a spot. So you've got a boat ramp there as well. So if you've got a little tinny or something, you want to take it out into the Southern Ocean like a lunatic, you can do that. Maybe catch yourself a feed of gummy sharks or the big whiting they get down in that part of the world.
So you've been in here. Who took these photos? Is this your work? Or is this unbelievable?
Some of those are mine. The sunset one's not mine. I had to grab that one offline because
well, the one on the koala, the koala in the tree. He doesn't look too happy, does he? He's got a real brown face. I've never seen a koala like that. Anyway, all very good. Sorry, Rico, I'm just wondering. I'm just looking at the photos, mate. What a cracking spot.
Yeah, there's some great spots down there. It's in the Otways, it's absolutely stunning. A lot of it's quite damp and muddy, but once you get right out into the coast, you're greeted with this sort of stuff. You know, unfortunately, when we were there, the weather wasn't awesome. It was pretty chilly. It was blowing a gale and the rain was coming in sideways from time to time. But that all adds to, you know, the mystique of that part of the world. You know, you're talking about the Southern Ocean and the next stop from there is Antarctica. So,
yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly right, mate. And you know, obviously I saw some pictures on your Facebook page where you were camping in some pretty cold places. You've been in the snow and all that. I saw old mate, our man Lee Scott, he took off straight to the Gold Coast. I think he's back at home now or doing the neighbour's lawns, I imagine.
No, I think he's up there for some other junket. You know what they say, mate, it's only a scam if you're not in it, so we're not in it.
Only a rod if you're not in it. Well done, Leiby. Yeah, he'll be out all right. And good on him, living the dream, mate. That's what you've got to do in life, mate. If you can get out there and get away, mate. He's gone from down there where you both were in the snow to the Gold Coast. I mean, well done.
Yeah, that's right. Well, mate, if I had a choice, that's what I'd be doing as well, because we didn't have the best weather, but that's what you get for going down there at this time.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. That's why everybody goes north, Rico. But you went down there for a very good reason, and people will see that by checking out Seven Mate a little bit later in the year for season two of your program, Australia Rediscovered with Rico. Check it out now on Seven Mate. How good is it? Very, very, that's a great idea, having a rerun there. And that'll get people primed up for the series too. You're a good man, mate. I know you're flat out, but we'll catch up next week, eh?
Mate, I look forward to it.
Good stuff. There he is, Rick O'Brien. And Rico and I will be doing a double act at the Four Wheel Drive and Adventure Show in September. So if you're heading to that show, and I think, Rico, are you still on the line there, Rico?
Yeah, mate. Yep.
You're going to Adelaide as well?
Oh, mate, I'm talking with Peter Woods at the moment about that. So hopefully we come up with some sort of plan where it gets me over there, because it's a great show in Adelaide.
Yeah, Adelaide's great. So I'm off to Adelaide and Perth. But we've got to get Sydney done first, and I know I'm emceeing that stage, but down to do a bit of a double act with you, and we'll chat about some of these places and others, which will be fantastic. Look forward to that. All right, Rico, talk to you next week, mate.
Cheers, Blake.
There he is, Rick O'Brien. Check him out on Facebook, Australia Rediscovered with Rico. You can see what we're talking about.